Ulster County Comptroller Elliot Auerbach is leaving his post in less than 2 weeks. I spoke with Auerbach about his new role in New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office. Auerbach will serve as Deputy Comptroller for the Division of Local Government and School Accountability.
I really was not looking. I got a very nice phone call from the Comptroller going back into March, and he proposed this opportunity to me. And quite honestly, it took me 6 weeks to wrestle with a decision, and there were a number of things that went into my final decision. I was concerned that if I did leave, what would happen, A, to my office and my staff, B, what would happen in the event that there needs to be a, quote, special election, unquote, and more importantly, how can a transition be put into place based on charter language. So when I addressed all that, we'll talk about first, there will be a special election. The good news is it won't be a special election outside of the general election. It will take place the day of the November general election. Whoever runs for my office will fill the remainder of the term, which would be 2 years. So the county wouldn't incur an additional couple hundred thousand dollars worth of expenses, as we've seen most recently. And then who takes my place in the interim? And it is a chartered language selection by the legislature. My suggestion to them is to appoint my deputy, Evan Gallo, who's been with me for 3 or 4 years. He's an attorney. He is well understanding of the operations of the office. He would keep the continuity. He would protect the value of the work that's being done in the office currently. We're in our 2019-2020 audit plan. And most importantly, he would keep the politics out of the office because he has no desire to run for the position in November. So when you put all that together, it makes the most sense, and I'm going to recommend that to the legislature.
Evan Gallo is the son of former Kingston Mayor Shane Gallo. Auerbach's impending departure comes just a few months after Democrat Mike Hine left the Ulster County Executive Post to lead the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. Democrat Pat Ryan won a special election April 30th for county executive. Auerbach says he did not want to leave before that special election.
I felt it was important for me to be here for a couple of weeks after the county exec's election so that I could work with the incoming county exec just to exchange some of the ideas and issues that we are currently working on and what's facing us. And then I have made a commitment to the state to be there on May 16th.
Auerbach, who is in his fourth term, says there are accomplishments that stand out.
First and foremost, I'm proud of the office itself, because when I walked in here in 2009, there was not a comptroller's office. It was almost like being on a piece of property and somebody put a pile of wood next to you and said, okay, go build a house. So we literally built the office from the ground floor up. I'm also particularly proud of the caliber and quality of work that we have put out since that time over the course of the last 10 years. And everything from really drilling deep into some criminal issues that were facing the county at the time to really helping those departments and offices in the county recognize any risks that they may have, helping them institute some additional internal controls to prevent those risks, and really creating a conduit or a bridge between department heads in my office so they felt comfortable that if there was a question or if there was an issue that came up, that they would either pick up the phone and call us up or knock on the door. On top of that, we also recognize that we literally work for the 180,000 people who live in Ulster County. Those who are our bosses, those are the folks that we are truly answerable to. So we don't lose sight of that and try and do outreach into the community, into the local towns, into the local villages, into the not-for-profits, and see if we could help them in any way, shape, or form as well.
Conversely, he has concerns as he leaves.
You know, first, the major concern right now is the transition of government. And it's really less of a concern and more of an understanding that we are going to have this change blow through Ulster County, as you heard me say. New county exec, new sheriff, new chairman of the legislature. We'll have a new district attorney, a new county court judge, and eventually a new comptroller. So along with that change comes some concerns of some of the projects that have already been put in place, specifically to my office, the consistent monitoring of monies coming in and monies going out on a daily basis, the understanding, quite honestly, that the folks who are coming in really did not, quote, grow up in county government, unquote. So everything that they're going to come in with are going to bring questions and bring concerns of their own that we hope we can help them with. I'm also concerned about my office itself and the integrity of my office. We have some great people working here, a CPA who's a director of internal audit and control, a deputy, two auditors, and two senior auditors. All those folks are very dedicated. And the last thing that I want to see happen is somebody come in here and try and politicize this office.
In his state role, Auerbach will head the division responsible for monitoring the finances of local governments and school districts. He will manage auditing and budget reviews, training local officials, assigning fiscal stress scores to local communities, and studying issues facing local governments.
Well, it's really interesting and exciting to know that my local government responsibility will be working with the 950-plus town supervisors, the 500-plus mayors of the villages and the 60 mayors of the cities, the county executives and county folks, as well as school districts, and getting out there on the ground, literally, throughout the state, and being able to really do the same thing that I've done here in Ulster County, and that is to build bridges, to make people feel comfortable about the importance of an audit and the understanding that we're really there to ensure that there is no risk, that there is no exposure, that they don't end up on the front page of the newspaper the next day, and let them see through our recommendations how they can provide a more efficient government on a local level.
He will direct 7 regional offices and a staff of more than 300.
I'm going to have an opportunity really to work both out of Albany and in the Hudson Valley at the Newburgh office, which is at Stewart Airport. It will give me a chance to be close to Orange County, Dutchess County, Ulster County, Sullivan County, Westchester County, and Putnam County, which is great. And really, again, move forward with my concept of building that open door and bridge between elected officials and my office where they feel comfortable picking up the phone or stopping in to visit. My predecessor worked out of Albany. He visited every office, you know, every region, but he was basically Albany-centric, and I'm happy that the controller has appreciated the fact that there's an opportunity to be both in the Hudson Valley, in Newburgh, as well as in Albany.
The day after the announcement that Auerbach had accepted a position with the state, Democrat March Gallagher, who once served in the Hine administration and is the president and CEO of Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley, said she would run for the county comptroller post. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.